Looking at a map of the United States, you could be forgiven for thinking only men live here. Writer Rebecca Solnit once said, "The peaks of our mountains sound like a board of directors on an old corporation." And nowhere is this manscaping more on display than in New York City, where there is the Lincoln Center, Columbus Circle, Rockefeller Center, to name a few. Meanwhile, the most prominent woman is the Statue of Liberty, which isn't even based on a real woman. But what if things were different? That's the question behind the City of Women map, which renames each of New York's 424 subway stops after famous women who have lived, worked, or reveled there. The map was created in 2016 by Rebecca Solnit and geographer Joshua Jelly Shapiro, and it just got an update. Joshua joins us now. Welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Let's start off at the beginning. What was the inspiration behind this map?
Yes. Well, as you just remarked, it's interesting that we have the Statue of Liberty, of course, who's this sort of imaginary mm-hmm. woman. We have a statue of Alice in Wonderland in Central Park. And there are literally two or three others up until recently. There's a Sojourner Truth in Harlem and a Golda Meir in Midtown. But there are 200-plus statues of actual men who were real people and not imaginary people like Alice in Wonderland mm-hmm. and the Statue of Liberty. And I think that our map was also designed as a kind of intervention in a conversation that's really picked up steam in the last few years about gender and public space and the ways in which our names and our public spaces do honor and welcome a certain segment of the population and may not feel as welcoming to others.
An intervention. That's an interesting way to look at this. And looking at this map, Queens, for instance, there are some names that we all recognize, Lucy Liu, Margaret Sanger, but there are a lot of women we've never heard of. What was the process for selecting these women?
Yes, well, it really ran the gamut. I mean, a lot of it was just research in terms of looking into where various prominent people, entertainers and politicians and everyone else grew up or lived. But a lot of it was also just contacting local people and sort of community leaders and saying who in your area deserves to be recognized. And in Queens, for example, we also have women who may not be from there, but for example, out where the U.S. Open happens, we have stops named after Venus and Serena Williams, because when you're going to the tennis, why would we not celebrate these sort of iconic women in the life of that part of the city? You know, out the F line, out in Bayside, we have Salt, Peppa, and Spinderella, the mighty members so of cool. Salt and Pepper, seminal hip-hop troupe from that part of the city.
Yep.
But no, it was really and we wanted it to be a mix. You know, we wanted to have the politicians, the, you know, Elizabeth Holtzmans or Bella Abzugs, but also absolutely entertainers, singers, community activists, curators. We have, you know, Thelma Golden of the Studio Museum of Harlem is on the new version. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of course, is on the new version, has risen to prominence just in the last couple of years.
Your co-creator, Rebecca Solnit, has written about how powerful it is to feel represented in this intervention, really. She talked about even seeing herself as a lead in a movie makes her feel so charged up and powerful. And I was really thinking about, I go for walks with my son near the Rose Bowl here in L.A., and there's this life-size statue of soccer star Brandi Chastain. And each time we're there, my son, he's a little guy, he stops, he reads the plaque about her World Cup win, and then he stares at the statue. And it made me think about, not only for me, because seeing it makes me feel so proud, but for him, what this means for him, what it does to our subconscious to see women in this way, to see their names. And I'm curious about you as a guy, what it means for you, what this has opened up as you go through the world and look at our world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had a great time working on this map, researching the names, affixing them to the map of the subway, which, of course, is the map of New York City that New Yorkers know mm-hmm. best. And it's fabulous fun now all the time to think about giving directions or getting around the city by saying, I'm going to get on the train at Grace Jones and get off at Yoko Ono. So that's one prosaic way that it's changed the way I get around the city. What it's also done is just in seeing the way that people respond to it and the way that young women in particular, but all people, young men as well, have responded to this map, it's shown me the sort of the power of representation and the ways in which it matters to see ourselves and people we recognize and admire recognized in public. And I didn't know when I started out with this project that it was necessarily going to have those impacts, but it has, and that's a powerful thing to have been a part of.
That's Joshua Jelly Shapiro, a writer and geographer whose updated City of Women map is being displayed at the New York Transit Museum. You can also view it at hereandnow.org. Joshua, thank you.
Thank you for having me.